take your Bible, and I want you to turn to Isaiah chapter number 57. Isaiah chapter 57, the sermon tonight is entitled, Are You Weary? Are You Weary? Isaiah chapter 57, find verse number 9, Isaiah 57, verse 9. Stand with me, if you will, please. Isaiah chapter 57, verse number 9. I'll read out loud, and you can follow along silently. And the Bible says this, And thou wentest to the king with ointment, and didst increase thy perfumes, and didst send thy messengers far off, and didst debase thyself even unto hell. Thou art wearied in the greatness of thy way. Yet saidest thou not, There is no hope. Thou hast found the life of thine handmaid. Therefore thou wast not grieved. And of whom hast thou been afraid or feared, that thou hast lied, and hast not remembered me, nor laid it to thy heart? Have not I held my peace even of old, and thou fearest me not? In verse number 10, it says, Thou art wearied in the greatness of thy way. And of course, the subject tonight is, Are you weary? And let's pray. Father, bless us. I pray that you would reach down from heaven and do something supernatural. Lord, we have some other details to attend to tonight, but help us to put those out of our mind. Help us to concentrate on the sermon and get what we need from the Word of God, because that's the most important thing happening this evening. We're uplifting Jesus through His Word. Holy Spirit, work in a unique way, and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You can have a seat there. I want to help you tonight. I want to help all of us tonight. I love that song, Are You Weary? Are You Heavy Hearted? Tell it to Jesus. We sing that song all the time, but those words, Are You Weary? Folks, are you weary today? God speaks of man's weariness in His Word. The Bible says in Proverbs 3:11, My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of His correction. You say, you mean I ought to be glad I'm being corrected? Well, you need to understand, you're being corrected by God. Chastening is a proof of sonship. So don't get, you know, maybe we don't like all the discipline, but you ought to thank God anytime God disciplines you, because that means God claims you as His own. So here it talks about weary of correction. People, we can become weary of the sin that's in this world. The Bible says in Jeremiah 4:31, it uses these words. Toward the end of the verse, it says, Woe is me now, for my soul is wearied because of murderers. I think our country could become a little weary of some of the craziness that's out there. You know, October 1, 2017, the Las Vegas slaughter that took place. You know, the crazy shooting of 59 people dead, 530 plus that were injured. That wearies me. But folks, I want you to know, according to the Bible, it's not a sin to be weary if you're weary the right way. There's a right way to be weary. The Bible says in John chapter 4, verse number 6, that Jesus became weary. Let me read another verse to you. Galatians 6:9 says this, And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Notice, it's okay to be weary in well-doing. Now that word in there is important to me. It's not a sin. It's not wrong. It's okay to be weary in well-doing. Notice the scripture does not say, it does not say of well-doing. It says in well-doing. And it tells us that we should not faint. In other words, don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. You're going to be weary. And it's okay to be weary in well-doing. Remember, it doesn't say we should be weary of well-doing, but we will be weary in well-doing. The very same verse is found in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 13, where it says, But ye, brethren, be not weary in well-doing. Folks, realize something. Every word in the Bible is there for a reason. That one word, had it been different, had it not been in well-doing, but of well-doing, it would totally change the entire concept. But God knows what He's doing. So listen, if you are doing right and you're weary, God is in your corner and he's rooting for you. You say, I'm weary. I'll tell you this. I really believe our church, emotionally, we've been on a roller coaster and we've faced a lot of challenges and we've been pushing forward and growing. And hey, we've been in a revival state, and so now we're gearing up for even more revival. That can wear you down. It can wear you down physically. It can wear you down spiritually. But we should be weary in well-doing. But we should not be weary of well-doing. In means we're still in the battle for right. Of means we're considering getting out of the battle. Folks, don't put one foot in the door. Don't run from the work of God. Run to the work of God. You may be weary, and we're going to be weary in the work of God. But if you're weary of the work of God, you're heading toward backsliding and catastrophe. Serving God is a great thing. Because God is a great God. The verse that I read to you earlier, the text from which the sermon actually was launched, it said in Isaiah 57:10, thou art wearied in the greatness of thy way. God's way is a great way. And folks, I got to tell you something. In God's eyes, those that would be called great, great men are usually weary men. Great women are going to be weary women. I don't see anywhere where lazy people are considered great. I don't see anywhere where apathetic people are considered great. So great men are going to be weary men. And great women are going to be weary women. But let's be weary in well-doing, not weary of well-doing. And in a way, your weariness is God's development of your greatness. I thank God we've got a handful of young preacher boys around here. Let me tell you, you young preacher boys, something. You better learn how to work weary. Work weary. Because your hours in the ministry are not 9 to 5 and you get the weekends off. You're like a doctor. You're on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And it's not a natural battle. It's a supernatural battle. You will come against powers and very heavy powers in life, and it will weary you. Folks, let me say to everybody here, your weariness is God's development of greatness in your life. So don't run from your greatness training. Be weary in well-doing, but don't be weary of well-doing. Folks, weary people run the world. You may agree or may not agree with things that our president is doing, but I'll tell you one thing that I believe very strongly about our president. He's a worker. He is a worker. Bound to be weary, but he's a worker. Don't be weary, though, in your well-doing. Now, let me talk about this thing called weariness for a little while and maybe how it affects you and I. Number one, are you weary with your everyday life? And really, I want to talk to parents for a couple of seconds. Are you weary with your everyday life? Listen to this verse. Genesis 26, verse 46 says, and Rebekah said to Isaac, I am weary of my life because of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob take a wife of the daughters of Heth, such as these which are of the daughters of the land, what good shall my life do to me? This is Rebekah speaking. And when Rebekah says that she is weary with her life, her kids are wearing her out. Her sons were Esau and Jacob. They had been a handful. Esau said he hated his brother Jacob. Every mom and dad want their kids to get along, and the boys aren't getting along. One had deceived the other, lied to the other. There was anger between them. And in verse 46, Rebekah, and I don't have time to teach it all, but Rebekah's freaked out about who one of her kids are going to marry. She's saying, this is just wearing me out. Of course, as parents, we have a special connection with our children. And although a special love is there, there is also a special frustration that goes along with that love. Attending to children will wear you out, especially if you care. I guess parents that just let their kids run wild and do whatever they want and go whatever they want and be whatever they want, that may not be as tiring, but boy, when you care and you live in a day and age where there's so much bad that a child can get themselves into and you're trying to stay on top of it, it'll wear you out. So, you know, there's a term preachers use. It's the exegesis of the Scripture. That's the explanation of the Old Testament. I'm going to exegete what Rebecca was saying. She's saying, my kids are about to drive me crazy. I'm about to pull my hair out. Any moms say, amen, preacher. Yeah, yeah. Rebecca was saying, staying home all day, changing dirty diapers, and solving conflict in relationships, and cleaning up again what I just cleaned up, and saying again what I've said a million times to somebody that's deaf is getting on my nerves. Don't leave me alone with these children. We'll have one less by the end of the day. Rebecca said, I am weary with my life because of these kids. Parents that are raising children, grade schoolers, you say, I'm weary. You ain't seen nothing yet. You better find a vitamin that really makes you have energy before they become teenagers. You say, what do? You keep on going. Don't give up. Hey, be weary in the well-doing of rearing children. But here's where some of you make a mistake. You've become weary of it. You're ready to quit. You're ready to throw in the towel. Moms and dads, don't throw in the towel. Don't throw in the towel. Be weary in it, but don't be weary of it. And if you're weary from child rearing, God knows. He understands it. You say, well, how in the world does God know? God's raising you. Good thing God can't have a nervous breakdown. He'd be on pills right now. You say, why? Because of his kids. Are you weary with the everyday occurrences of life? And in this case, the rearing of children. Secondly, are you weary of your repenting or in your repenting? Let me explain. Jeremiah 15:6, it says, thou hast forsaken me, saith the Lord. Thou art gone backwards. Therefore will I stretch out my hand against thee and destroy thee. I am weary with repenting. I want to testify. I experience this. I get weary of myself in disappointing myself and disappointing God. I get weary of needing to repent again of my weaknesses. Do you do wrong? Man, you didn't necessarily mean to do wrong, and you went to the Lord and you repented and you said, Lord, I'm sorry. And Lord, I'm going to do better. And you do better for a short time, and the next thing you know, you're right back to behaving the same way that you repented of just a few days before. And then we repeat. And then we go through it again, and we repeat. We can almost become embarrassed about approaching God in our repetitive repentance. Now, here, it talks about being weary of repenting. Now, listen, be weary in your repenting, but don't become weary of your repenting. Somebody here, I think you're truly fighting maybe a problem. Maybe you've got some addictive type of a sin in your life. It's booze, drugs, lust, cigarettes, porn, whatever it is. And you're trying and you fail and you're trying and you fail. Can I tell you something? Don't stop trying. You say, I'm just so weary of needing to apologize to God over and over again or repenting over and over again. Be weary of it, but don't be weary. No, be weary in it, but don't be weary of it. You say, I get tired of having to apologize to God. Okay, stay tired of that, but don't throw in the towel. Keep repenting. You say, how long? As long as it takes. If you never conquer that thing, go to heaven having just repented again a day before you go. When you get to heaven, God say, you never did conquer it, but you did hang in there to the end, and you never just gave in to it. Don't become weary of repenting. Maybe you've become weary of your burdens. In Psalm 6, verse 6, David said this, I am weary with my groaning. What's happened here is David is facing his burdens, and he said, I'm weary. He's saying, I don't mind carrying the burden, but sometimes I get weary in carrying that burden. And folks, we can all get tired of bearing our burdens. The burden of paying the bills, the burden of household duties, the burden of illness, financial setbacks, the burden of a broken heart, the burden of maybe a lost husband or a lost wife or shattered dreams. Look, be weary in your burden, but don't become weary of it. Let me tell you what happens. People that become weary of their burden, many times those are the ones that go out and get drunk, go out and get high, run off and leave their families and everything. Look, you're going to be weary. People that want to be spiritual in this nasty, physical, carnal world, you're going to get weary. It's a spiritual battle. But don't give in. Don't give up. Don't let the devil have the victory. You say, but I'm so tired. Stay tired then. But don't give in. Don't let the devil win. If we have to be weary all the way to heaven, let me tell you something. We're going to go to heaven. This world is not our home. We're just a passing through. When we get up there, we'll get to rest down here. There's going to be a weariness because there's a spiritual battle. But we get weary of our burdens. But don't quit. We get weary with our repenting and having to confess to God over and over and over again. Folks, the people that stay in the church a long time are not people that perfected themselves. The people that stay in the church a long time are the people that have the good sense to just keep going back to God and apologizing and saying, God, I'm sorry, I goofed up again, but I'm not going anywhere, God. I'm staying right here with you. That will get you through. And with your children, you're going to be weary. You talk to some of the gray hairs that are in this room. And they will tell you, they went through the same thing when they were raising kids. And it wears you down. It wears you down physically. It wears you down spiritually. It wears you down emotionally. Hey, and then you kind of say, well, I just can't wait till they grow up and leave the house. Let me tell you something. The burden's not over. They just bring you bigger things for you to deal with. But weariness is not wrong. But be weary in the battle. Don't become weary of the battle. That's where the devil gets you. Not only that, are you weary from holding in your temper? Holding in your temper. Listen to this. Jeremiah 6:11 says, therefore, I am full of fury of the Lord. I am weary with holding in. I love this verse. Jeremiah said, I don't know if I can hold in my temper any longer. I'm weary. He says, I'm full of fury. Now, folks, I need to tell everybody here, don't give in to your flesh. Don't let your rage out of control. You and the Holy Spirit can control your temper. I get weary, and you get weary. Look, people will say things about you and do things to you and be unkind to you. But folks, don't let them draw you out to where you're behaving as fleshly and hateful and unspiritual as they do. There will be people that will be unkind. They'll talk behind your back. They'll be two-faced. But folks, that you should not stop living right because they're living that way. You say, I'm weary. Be weary in it. Not weary of it. Keep doing right. The Bible says, be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. I would like one time to be able, as a preacher, to preach a sermon called, I'm Full of Fury. But I have to preach a sermon called, Love Your Enemy. If I could have one 45-minute, I'm full of fury, and let me vent everything that I want to say, I think I could make a pretty good dent in it in 45 minutes, no holds barred. The only problem is God said, control yourself. Jeremiah 6:11, therefore I am full of the fury of the Lord. I am weary with holding in. I don't know if any of you ever face it, but there are times I'm thinking, I could blow a valve. And I don't know where it would get me, but it would probably feel good. But God said, go ahead and be weary, but keep fighting the battle. Don't give in to it. Not only that, I think the Bible teaches that we can become weary in forbearing. Forbearing. Listen to this verse. Jeremiah, again, chapter 20, verse number 9. the last part of the verse, it says, but his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. Now, I'll simplify the definition of forbearing. It's talking about being patient. Jeremiah is speaking. He said at the beginning of the verse, then said I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. Here's what happened. At one point, Jeremiah became so weary as a preacher, he wanted to quit. And he said, I am not going to preach anymore. I'm tired of preaching and them not listening. So I'm just not going to preach anymore. Now, he said later on, I said that, but I didn't mean that. Now, any of you ever do that? Ever say, I'm never going to, and you say, okay, God, I shouldn't have said never. I'm going to attend to whatever is my responsibility. But he uses the term, I was weary with forbearing. Have you become weary in regard to being patient with things in life? The Bible says in the book of James, let patience have its perfect work. Are you weary of being patient with someone who won't carry their weight? Maybe at work? Are you weary in your teaching? Again, parents, teachers, preachers, are you weary? You teach, and then you reteach, and you find out nobody heard a thing that you said. And you wonder, why say it? You say, how many times should I have to tell my child to do that? As many times as it takes. You get credit for training, but it gets hard. This thing of forbearing, we have to be patient with people. Weary in forbearing with a husband. Weary in forbearing with a wife. Weary in forbearing with our children. That's bearing the weight, being patient, and it's a waiting thing. Are you a leader that is weary of being kind toward followers who won't give their best, or they create problems, they do more harm than good, they're undependable? That's hard. You know, when you're a leader of something, whether it's spiritual or not spiritual, and you have people under you, but they won't do their part, which makes you look like you didn't do your part, that's very hard to deal with. But don't become weary to the point that you misbehave. Be weary in the situation of forbearing, but don't become weary of forbearing. Patience is still a virtue, and you're supposed to have it. Parents, you it's okay to become weary in that child rearing, but don't become weary of it. When it comes to repenting, you hang in there and you just keep repenting however many times it takes. Don't become tired of repenting. Become tired in the need of repentance. Don't be weary to the point where you just give up on the burdens and go get drunk. No, you be weary of in that burden, but don't become so weary of it that you want to get drunk or get high or go do something stupid to avoid the burden. And the same thing is true about patience. Now, let me say this: are you weary from your weeping? From your weeping. In Psalm chapter 69, verse 1 through 3, it says this: save me, O God, for the waters are come in unto my soul. I sink in deep mire where there is no standing. I'm come into the deep waters where the flood overflow me. I am weary of my crying. My throat is dry. My eyes fail while I wait for my God. Here, the psalmist is virtually drowning in his tears. David was weary from crying. Do you weep for a lost soul? Do you weep for a wayward child? Do you weep for a backslidden spouse? Do you weep over the loss of someone you love? I'm sorry you're weary, but be weary in your compassion. Don't become weary of compassion. Be weary in that love. Don't become weary of loving. Do you weep because of a broken relationship? Do you weep because of a loved one's sin? Do you weep because of your sin? Be weary in the Lord, but don't become weary of the right behavior. You're going to have a broken heart and you're going to weep. And God said it's okay that you're weary, But don't you ever stop and don't you ever give up. And may I say this, I don't think you ought to lose your tears. I think you ought to keep your tears. Tears are healthy. And those tears are a part. It's a part of grieving. It's a part of heartache. It's a part of compassion. It's a part of love. You say, I just want to totally get away from these tears. No, you don't want to ever give up your tears. You weep in that burden. But don't you give up on that burden. You just keep going. Hey, are you weary in the fire? In the fire. Listen to Jeremiah 51:58. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the broad walls of Babylon shall be utterly broken, and her high gates shall be burned with fire, and the people shall labor in vain, and the folk in the fire, and they shall be weary. There's somebody in the fire. They're weary. Now, folks, the pressures of life, that's the fire. But fire is a purifier. The fire of life will make you strong. Don't forget the verse that we read all the way at the beginning where the Bible says, thou art wearied in the greatness of thy way. You see, I feel like I'm in the fire right now. The fire of life, believe it or not, will make you stronger. If there's somebody in here that was playing football and you get out there on the football field, you know, it's 90 degrees and you've got all your equipment on and you're out there running and you've got cotton mouth and your side is cramped up and you ran and you ran and you ran. Can I tell you something? Those are the days that turn you into a great football player. Great football players are not turned into great football players by having all the Gatorade they need and playing football with a t-shirt on in an air-conditioned Coliseum. It's in the fire where you're made into something great. In the fire, you are proven. So let me say, if you're in the fire, I'd recommend that you don't try to run from it. You say, what do I do? You'll be weary in the fire. I know people say, well, you know, if this Christian life, if I'm going to have to face the devil every once in a while, I don't want to live the Christian life. That's the biggest mistake you'll ever make. It will get worse, but let me say, I'd rather be in the fire with Jesus than out of the fire without Him. Amen. Notice that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were in the fire. They didn't try to get out of the fire. They said, if we've got to go in the fire to become what we need to become and for God to be glorified, we're willing to do that. Folks, you'll get weary when the fires of life come on you. But those fires are a part of the greatness that God's developing in your life. The verse is, thou art wearied in the greatness of thy way. Parents, you'll get weary raising your kids. But don't give up. We'll get weary of stumbling and sinning and having to repent. But let's just keep on repenting. Let's just keep on getting ourselves right with God. You'll get weary of your burden. But look, don't run to other ways of lightening the burden. Don't get drunk. You don't have to get high. You don't have to run away from God. Get strength in that burden. You can do it and God can help you. We get weary about holding back our temper, but it's still right to hold back our rage. We can get weary of our weeping, but God said, don't give up on that weeping. That weeping is a part of life, and you will be weary, but don't decide you're not going to weep, and don't decide you're not going to take it. You can be weary in the fire. Weariness, handled properly, produces greatness. Isaiah 57:10, thou art wearied in the greatness of thy way. Remember, we are weary in God's will, not of God's will. Don't run from weariness. Stand for God while you're weary. I believe totally that weariness is a primary ingredient of greatness. I've never seen anybody rise to a great level that didn't come by way of hard, weary work. The Apostle Paul, who I believe other than Jesus Christ was the greatest Christian in the New Testament. If you know anything, listen, don't talk over here, but listen. If you know anything about the Apostle Paul, that was one weary man. Paul is still influencing our generation. But it's because Paul, he burnt the candle at both ends. Paul was weary, but Paul became great. I believe Moses was a weary man. You know, his father-in-law came to him one time and said, "Son, you are going to die if you don't get help. You're working night and day leading all of these people." He was a weary man. Moses was probably the most powerful Christian in the Old Testament. Noah, I believe, was a weary man. You know, do you realize he preached over 100 years and the building of an ark? And wow, I think he was a weary man. But we still, children are still talking about Noah today, and in a very positive way. Don't you think Jesus became weary at crucifixion time? The Bible says he stumbled under the weight of carrying his cross. That weariness was a part of what made Jesus what he was. That weariness was a part of what made Paul what he was. That weariness was a part of what made Moses what he was. I believe Mary, the one who got to carry the Christ child, I believe that was probably one weary woman. You understand what she went through emotionally and socially? When you're pregnant and you tell everybody it's the Son of God, but she's not married, can you understand how she must have been ostracized and mocked and teased? I believe she was weary. Hey, and even if all that hadn't happened, any woman that's ever given birth to a child naturally, you're tired when you're done. Not as tired as us men are, but you're tired when that's over with. Oh, but Mary, can you imagine how the hordes of hell opposed Mary and the birth of the Christ child and what she went through emotionally and physically when that was happening? You know, the devil knew who she was carrying. I believe Mary was probably weary when it came time to give birth and after. And then she was rearing the Christ child. Now, he was a good boy, but I can promise you the devil was fighting her family. Weariness. There is a weariness in life. But if you're doing good, God said that weariness is not bad. Now, if you're weary from your wrongdoing, that's sin. And God owes you nothing. God doesn't have to help you. If you're gonna turn your back on God and you're weary from partying and you're weary from doing wicked things and vile things, God owes you no energy. But to everybody else, don't be weary in well-doing. Because you will reap. That's good if you don't faint. Keep going even though you're weary. We won't have a revival without being a little weary. There's work in revival. But I believe it's good work and we'll be weary in the work of God. Let's not become weary of the work of God. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed. If you're here tonight, you've never been born again, we welcome you to the Savior. You ought to just come and we'll take a Bible and show you how to be saved. Is there anybody under the sound of my voice that would say, "Pastor, I'm not saved. If I died tonight, I don't know that I'd go to heaven. Pray for me. I need to be born again." If you'll raise your hand, I will pray for you. You say, "I'm not saved." Then let me go to the born-again people in this room who here tonight would say, "Pastor, God's spoken to my heart. I am weary, and I see I need to keep going, though I'm weary. I want to be weary in these good things. I don't want to become weary of them. And God has spoken to my heart tonight." Would you raise your hand and let God see it? Amen. That's good. We're going to have an altar call. If you need the altar, I want you to feel free to come. The pianist will begin to play. Let's stand to our feet. With our heads bowed, our eyes closed, if you need a moment of the altar, you come. Are you weary? Are you heavy-hearted? Tell it to Jesus. Nothing wrong with being weary. Hey, moms, dads, you are going to get weary when you're raising kids. But there's a difference of being weary in it and becoming weary of it. Are you weary? It's okay. God will give you strength. But don't become weary of it. I help a lot of pastors. A lot of pastors will call and I think look for encouragement. And I think sometimes they'll call and they'll say, "Preacher, I'm kind of embarrassed. I'm so weary. I'm so tired of dealing with the difficulties of the ministry." And I'll tell them, I'll say, "You know what? That's normal. You're going to be weary in the work." And then I always tell those pastors,
If you ever feel like you're weary of the work, you call me right away, because those are quitting terms. You say, I'm weary of it all. That's quitting language. You can be weary in it, but when you become weary of it, you got one foot in the door and you're quitting. Some of you, if you're not careful, you're going to become weary of the old time religion. Be weary in it. Don't become weary of it. There's a little extra work that goes into building a church like ours, because we have standards and convictions and we believe in separation and we've not left that behind. You say, it's hard. You work and you work and you work and you don't get very far very fast. Okay, we'll be weary in the work, but we don't want to be weary of the work. I don't want to give up the old time religion even though I'm tired. You say, is there an easier, quicker way to build a church? There's an easier, quicker way to draw a crowd. But the weary way is the old time way, because there's work. Thou art wearied in the greatness of thy way. And Sarah, this is the last time. There you go. You're fine. Let's last time through the song. We're going to have a word of prayer, and then we're going to have a business meeting. Thank you.